This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky needed to have a good week. The power disruptions and the continued grumblings from the Kuni Kuni and Free Rangers, well, it was starting to grate. Davy Piglet was pushing forward for his plan to review some old agreements that date back to the farm's founding, and this had fallen foul of the Kuni Kuni, who have long considered themselves as holding a privileged position in Kiwi Farm's hierarchy. All the bluff and bluster, huffing and hyperbole was giving Oinky a headache. He had said he would support Davy's plan, only so far. But this didn't deter Davy. He pushed forward with his plan and continued to spark discussion, debate, and outright derision wherever he went, and he was loving every single minute of it. Each week, Oinky appeared to be faced with a disaster du jour. After his visit to one of the farm's schools with Rika Sao, working on the new education plan for the farm's youngest calves, kittens and lambs, but this week it appeared to be another disaster that was afoot. The success or failure of any farm depended on its ability to keep its animals well cared for and the flock and the herds to be of a sustainable number. This was always a challenge. But any shortfalls were usually topped up by imports from other farms. But the last several years had seen a decline in all animals being born, and with spring lambing and calving season fast approaching, news had reached Oinky that sparked concern. The predicted baby boom post the Great Sickness lockups, it simply didn't transpire. And even with Napoleon's farm-wide drenching campaign to protect as many of Kiwi Farm's animals as she could, except, of course, those recalcitrant chickens and that hodgepodge of dwellers up on the knoll overlooking the farmyard, babies were in very short supply indeed. All Oinky's experts were perplexed. Was it the age of sows, cows, ewes and mares that was the problem? Or perhaps the difficulty caring and feeding for little ones? Many of the free rangers believed it was their moral imperative not to have young to save Kiwi Farm's environment, while much of Napoleon and Chippy supporters were much too interested in feathering their own nests to trifle with little ones scurrying up and down. And whatever you do when it came to any conundrum perplexing the ailing health of the farm, do not mention the drench. Because whatever the problem is, it will never be the drench. Because the travelling salesman promised the drench was safe and effective. Oh dear. Oinky kept scribbling away his calculations. At this rate, the farm won't have enough animals to sustain itself in a generation or two. No young to teach in the schools or to train them for the vet sheds. Worst yet, no animals to tend the fields and help generate wealth to make Kiwi Farm prosper. And yet, no one seemed to be bothered. Except that is, those up on the knoll, the animals that Oinky worked very hard to forget. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.